The Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors have had a handful of games this season where third-period struggles proved to be their undoing. The shoe was on the other foot on Saturday afternoon. The Warriors scored a pair of goals in the final frame to overcome a two-goal deficit before scoring the winner in overtime and taking a 5-4 victory over the Prince Albert Mintos in Sask Male AAA Hockey League action at the Moose Jaw Event Center. Moose Jaw captain Ryder Knutsen played the hero on the game's two biggest goals, first scoring the tying marker on the power play with 9:20 to go in regulation and then finishing things off with another marker on the man advantage 3:10 into the extra frame. It was an impressive turn of events for the Warriors, who picked up their first win of the new year and improved to 1-1-1-3-0-4 on the campaign. That moves Moose Jaw into a tie for 7th place with the Mintos, 2 points back of Warman for 6th. Logan Pickford scored the lone goal of the opening period for Prince Albert, setting the stage for a goal fest in the second. Connor Miller tied the game 27 seconds in, Abinett Clausen gave PA a 2-1 lead at 12:52 and Liam Fitzpatrick tied the contest again 2 minutes later. That was the last of the good news in the period for the Warriors, though, as Roper Blanchard and Kellen Simmons scored in the final 3:27 to give the Mintos their 4-2 lead heading into the final frame. Bryce Bowen and Grady Hoffman had 2 assists each for the Warriors, while Knutsen finished with 3 points. Ryan Hicks settled down after a bit of a rough stretch in the second period, finishing the game with 13 saves and the win for Moose Jaw. The Warriors had 51 shots on Jaden Kraus at the other end of the ice, including 20 in the second period alone. The Winmar Warriors are back in action on Sunday evening when they travel to Saskatoon to face the Contacts. Game time is 4:30 p.m.